Now to politics. It's been a rocky week for New Zealand's major political parties, with both now suspending an MP from caucus. For the Labour Party, Hamilton West MP Gaurav Sharma has been suspended for bringing his party into disrepute with the sharing of allegations of bullying by fellow MPs and the parliamentary service. And last week, National suspended new Tauranga MP Sam Uffendale while an investigation is done looking at allegations of aggressive and bullying behaviour in his youth. National Party leader Christopher Luxon joins us now. Good morning.
Morning, Corin. How are you today?
Very well, thank you. Firstly, the Labour's issues, their handling of these bullying allegations, in particular some criticism of the meeting they held in which Gaurav Sharma was not at and he felt it might have been a predetermined outcome. Do you have any concerns around the process?
Look, to be honest, Corin, I'm just not passing any judgment on that situation. That is entirely for the Labour Party and for Jacinda Ardern to manage and to deal with.
Okay, your own issues with Sam Uffendale, where is that inquiry at? Do we have terms of reference? Will we be able to see them?
Listen, what we've done is, as I said last week, is we've commissioned an independent investigation. We want to make sure that we take all parties to those allegations and their input into that really seriously, and it needs to be independent as a result. And Maria Drew, the QC, is up and running and will be started this week, and we'll take 2 weeks to do her inquiries, and then we'll come back with a decision after that.
Will that be made public?
The decision will be very public, and the rationale for the decision will be very obvious to everybody. But in fairness to all the individuals involved, and I genuinely want people on both sides of those allegations to feel safe and that they can actually input into that investigation really appropriately and know that that's in a safe place to be able to do so, that won't be made available.
And no further allegations or anything have come forward?
No, Cora, no.
All right. One issue, if we look at this issue with Labour, and if they were to expel their MP, and technically, I guess, if you were to, and, you know, hypothetically, a Waka-jumping legislation, there is still laws, right, that could enable parties to write to the Speaker and ask them to boot MPs out of Parliament. Do you believe in that principle?
No, I mean, we opposed the passing of the Waka-jumping laws, and for good reasons, which was we believe it's voters, not party leaders, that should actually decide who New Zealand's MPs are. And so I just think that gives the party leader just way too much power in that regard. So, that's our position on it. We hold that and maintain that.
Will you repeal the Waka-jumping legislation if elected?
Look, we did try to repeal it, but Labour used its majority to vote it down. So, we just don't see any need for it. We just think it goes too far. And as I said, put the balance in the wrong place. It should be really at the voters that determine and decide who the MPs are.
So you would repeal it if you're elected?
Yeah, I mean, there's going to be a lot of other things we're going to have to be focused on immediately, I put it to you, given the fiscal repair job that we'll have to do. But that's our position really clearly, which is that we're opposed to the Waka-jumping law.
The fiscal repair job, interesting that you mentioned that. You are still progressing with the idea of scrapping the top tax rate, that 39% rate on over 180,000. You want to get rid of that. Wouldn't that limit your ability to do that fiscal repair job?
Well, look, I mean, the bottom line is National is the party of low taxes. Labor is the party of high taxes. We're unapologetic about that. We just fundamentally believe differently that actually people should be able to keep more of their own money in their own pocket and spend it or save it as they see fit.
Well, nearly half of your own supporters, I think 49% in this One News Kantar poll, don't want you to scrap that, and I think 65% of voters in general.
Yeah, look, I mean, what we're saying is we're going to repeal all of Labor's 7 new taxes that they've introduced in this Parliament. That is one of them. And the reason is that all of those, that repeal package actually benefits all New Zealanders, right? When you actually unwind the bright line test, when you, put back into deductibility, that actually helps renters because that's probably added $50 a week in extra rents. When you remove the Auckland Regional Fuel Tax, when you remove the U Tax, that's helping different groups of people. So, that's our position, which is that we just don't see
I understand
that's your all those taxes.
That is the National Party's position. But I'm just wondering, in terms of that top tax rate, what evidence I've heard you suggest that this would somehow attract new migrants, for example. I mean, what is the point in getting rid of that? You've got the public seem to want to keep it, and you need the money from it, don't you?
Well, really, I mean, what that's about is saying, look, we know we have major shortages of people, critical people in this country, doctors, surgeons, engineers, et cetera, and we want to make sure that New Zealand is attractive and competitive. And so that's a piece of it. But what I'd say to you is it's not the only piece. We want to unwind all those tax increases because, and that will benefit everybody across the country.
All right, Christopher Luxon, National Party leader, thank you very much for your time this morning.